Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Victorious Living. Minister Janice at your service, giving all praises and honor to God. Hallelujah. We thank Him. We thank Him for this very day. We thank Him for this very opportunity that He has given us. Yeah. He has given this to us. The opportunity, the chance to come in His presence. And we're just grateful. We are grateful. 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many things are going on. Some of us are overwhelmed with some of the things that are happening. Yes, yes, yes. But we're going to look to the author and the finisher of our faith. Yeah. We're going to look to the hills from which cometh all our help. Yeah. Because we know that our help comes from the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. We give Him praise today. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, God, for the very opportunity that you have allowed us to have. We come thanking you, God, for just your keeping power, Master. We thank you, God, for all your blessings that you shower upon us. Yeah, they're blessings, God. Endless blessings. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Oh, yeah. We thank you for grace, and we thank you for mercy, God. Oh, yeah. We thank you for your love, oh, God. Oh, yeah. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your long-suffering, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you for the first chance, the second chance, and many times the third and the fourth chance that you give us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your protecting power, God. We thank you, God, because you kept us and you never left us. Oh, God, we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you, God, for everything that you do on our behalf, oh God. Many times we don't understand, oh God. But we are told that we will understand it better by and by. And we're going to stand on that. And we're going to believe that. Yeah, we're going to believe it, oh God. That by and by, when the morning comes, glory to God. When all the saints of God, they're going to get together. They're going to get together. And what a celebration. Glory to God. We lift up this country. We lift up our families. We lift up leaders today. God, we lift up the grieving families all over, God. Oh, Master, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, mercy, 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 God. Oh, we ask you, God, to hold them, oh, God. Hold us in your hands, oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to keep us, God. Protect us, Master, as only you can do. And we're going to be careful to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are happy to have you with us. Glory to God. And thanks be to you for your ears, for your time, We are grateful. We are grateful. And we know that we have been talking about who I am. Who am I? Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. So today we just want to just more or less capitalize on that we are talking about a God that's for the lost. A God that's for all people, regardless of race or gender. Yeah. We're talking about a God that is for the widower. Yeah. We're talking about a God that will come and he will meet you where you are. You that's in prison right now, this very minute. He's talking. All you got to do is call on him. Yeah, you, right there. That's in that relationship that is not good. He's talking to you. Yeah, whose heart has been broken. He is a God. Yeah, for the brokenhearted. Oh, yeah. And we just want to thank him today. Yeah, because he takes care of us. In spite of, even while we in these situations, God is taking care of us. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that kind of God. We're talking about the power that he has. Oh, yeah. We're talking about what he can do, what he will do, and what he has done. Glory to God for his people. Just turn real quickly with me to Romans 8. Yeah, Romans 8. Yeah, Romans chapter 8. And we're going to start off with verse 33. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to go with verse 33. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yeah, yeah. He's omnipotent. That's chapter 8. And verse 33 says, who shall lay any time to the charge of God's elect? It is God. It is God that justified. Now, did you hear what I just said? Who gonna do that? So we are the elect. Yes, the believer. The believers, we are the elect. Yeah, that's who we are. Who will really come against us? Who's going to do that? Yeah, look at that. Who's going to condemn us? Who's going to come and point fingers? Who's going to do that and still stand? Who dares accuse us? Yeah, look at that. Who does that? Who is strong enough? Who is mighty enough to come and do that? Who dare accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Will God? No. He is the one who has given us right standing with himself. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Also, make it intercessions for us. Intercessor. He's praying for us. He's asking his Father to have mercy on us. Listen to that. It says, 34 says, who then will condemn us? Will Christ Jesus? No, for he is the one who died for us and was raised to life for us and is sitting at the place of the highest honor next to God, pleading for us. Hallelujah. He's interceding for us. This word today is, I am a keeper. I'm a keeper. I'm a keeper. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Enable me to do your will. Just inspired to do your will. Inspired to be like you, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Condemned. Disappointed. Usually it's done in the public. Yeah. When people like to condemn you, they like to publicly condemn you. Yeah. But who is able to condemn the believer? Who's able? Who can do that to those that the Most High God has chosen? Who can do it? Mm. Yeah. Proverbs 19:20. I am a follower. In Proverbs, I am a follower. Yeah, that's where we want to go. Proverbs 19. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 19:20, and it says, hear counsel and receive instructions that may it be wise in thy latter end. Listen to that. Listen to advice and accept instructions. In the end, you will be wise. That's what's wrong with the world today. That's what's wrong with everybody. Nobody wants to, what? Listen. That's the word. That's the key word in here. Listened. Yeah. Pay attention to. Be alerted to. Mm-hmm. Get all the advice and all the instructions that you can possibly can so that you will be wise for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be a follower, not just a follower of anyone, not just a follower of anything, but a follower of Christ, a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Be a copycat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know that today we get on social media and we track people. We track them. What we say, when we say track them, they're going to track. They're going to try and find where they are. They're going to locate. Yeah. Many times people locate organizations. Or they locate a new trend that's going on. They want to try something different. They try to locate recipes. Yeah. People try to locate events. Yeah. All on social media. Instagram. YouTube, Facebook, all websites. You're looking, you're searching. You want to follow something. You're looking to be able to be an example of whatever that trend is. But there's no greater trend that we can follow than to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be wise. To be wise means having a showing experience, having some knowledge about something, having good judgment, being intelligent. Can anybody say that word? Intelligent. Common sense. To be alert. To become aware of something. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. That's where we need to go. That's what we need to do. Yeah. follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he is. He's the Savior of the world. He came that men will live and not die. He came that we will have a great example to follow. Yes, yes, the great example. When he came down from 42 generations, and he came as an example for us to see how it can be done. He didn't just come and just tell you he could. He wanted you to see that he, hallelujah, was able to do it. Glory to God. Yeah. So turn with me to Psalms 40, and we're going to go quickly to verse 8. Psalms 40. And we said here, I am a follower. I am a follower. Yeah, that's I'm a follower. Mm-hmm. I desire to do your will. Oh, my God. To do your law. It is written within my heart. Yeah, to follow you, to be like you, oh God, yeah, glory to God. Mm-hmm. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for I love your law, because it's written in my heart, yeah, yes. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. Glory to God. Yeah. Write it on the tablets of your heart so you won't ever sin against him. So you put it deep in your mind. Put it deep in your heart. Store it away where no one can ever come and take it away from you. No one can take this word away from you. Glory to God. Verse 9, and it says, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly, for I do not seal my lips. Glory to God. As you know, oh Lord, you know, I refuse to seal my lips. I refuse to be quiet. I will talk about the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to share it. At somewhere, someplace, sometime, I'm going to share. I'm going to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Yeah. That's who I am. That's in my DNA. Yeah. I must talk about the goodness. I can't shut it up. I can't shut it up in my bones. I must share the glory of God. Look at that. Look at that. Turn with me to Romans. We're going to go quickly to Romans chapter 12. Yeah, Romans. Romans chapter 12. And we're going to go to verse 2. And it says here in verse 2 in Romans, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah, yeah. The perfect will of God. Yeah. Yes. So, remember, we're going to copy our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have no need to copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Yeah. But we're going to be transformed into a new person by changing the way we think. Yeah. Our mind, our mindset. Yeah, because we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power. That's what he gave us, power. Yeah, and he has given us a spirit of discernment so we can discern. Glory to God. Yeah. That we can make right decisions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's who we serve. Yes. We serve a mighty God. Yes, he is the Savior of the world. Yes. He is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 16:3 said, "The Lord causes my thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so my plans are established, and they succeed." Are you listening to me? The Lord causes. The Lord will put in place my thinking, the way I think, so that I, myself, my spirit, my whole man will become agreeable, hallelujah, to his will, to the will of God. And so the plans that I have will be established and they will succeed through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's Proverbs 16:3. Are you with me? Are you with me today? Are you with me? Yeah. Because we love God. Yeah. And it says, then you will know what God wants you to do. You will know. And you will know how good and pleasing and how perfect his will is for you. You're going to know him. When you begin to think this way, you're going to know he loves you. You're going to feel the warmth. You're going to feel the embrace. When things rise up against you, all you're going to say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God. I may not understand it right now, but I know you're working it out. I know you're working it out on my behalf. Because I have that relationship with you, oh God. Yeah, I have that relationship. Turn with me to James chapter 1 and 22. And this is a simple one. We've all heard this. James chapter 1 and 22 says, and remember, it is a message to obey. Remember this. Mm-hmm. Remember. James, let me get this. James chapter, here we are. James chapter 1 and 22. And so what are we going to say here? What are we going to say? And remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen. Listen to that. Not just to listen. You know, a lot of times we go to places and we just sit and we listen. We heard, you know, I heard that. Oh, I heard what he said. I got that. Oh, yeah, Ma, I heard you. But we still stay right there where we are, and we haven't moved. We haven't accelerated. We haven't given any body movement at all, but we heard. Yet and still what we heard, we need to activate what we heard. We need to put what we heard into mobilization. Yeah. Yes. 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 22 says, and remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to. If you don't obey, you are only fooling yourself. Yeah. So what we're saying here is to be a doer, to do it, to do what you have heard, to follow the instructions by moving. Yeah. Applying it. Yeah. Applying it, the instruction. Not just being able to say I heard something, but to be a doer of the word of God. Applying it. Try it out. See. The Bible said to taste it and see if it's good or not. Taste it. Try it. Yeah. The word of God will not come back to you void. It will succeed at whatever it has been sent out to do. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Just hold on to the word. Hold it. Hold on to that word. Yeah. And apply it in your life, in your own life. Yeah. To be a doer of the word of God. Not just a hearer only, not just someone that sit and heard something or even took notes on it. Many times we see people take notes. When you take the note, do you go back and read what you took? Or is that just a stack of notes? Are you applying any of your notes? Do you go back and transcribe your notes? Do you go back and look them over? And see what was given to you. Glory to God. Many times the enemy laughs at us because we're just note takers. We just sit and we listen and never, never take the time to apply it. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you too, and you, to be a doer. To be a doer of the word. To take the word and apply it to your own life. Yeah. Yeah. Apply it to your own life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, the believer in Christ. You who goes to church, a Bible study, Sunday school, and hear the word, but does nothing with it. I'm talking to you. Yeah. It's not a social club. It's just not a social gathering. It's a place where you come and you learn, and then you apply what you have learned. Yeah. Heaven is not a place for people who just went and were entertained. Heaven is a place for people who became the doers and applied it and did it. That's where heaven is. That's who heaven is for. Yeah. Those who have overcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through hard trials and tribulations. Yeah. Those who stayed focused. Stayed focused. Those who had the personal relationships. Yes. And they maintained those relationships because they became doers. They became overcomers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Overcome. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for this word, Master. Help me to taste it and see that it is good. Help me to chew and digest your word. Yeah. Help me to be one who yearns for your word. Help me to be a copycat of who you are. Help me, God, this day, because I have heard your word, and I will apply your word this very day, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sunday evening from 7 to 8 o'clock. God Favorites Ministry will be present and accountable here at Block Talk Radio. And we look forward to having you with us again. Yeah. Yes, we look forward to having you with us. Yeah. And we look forward to the new you, the you who has applied the word, the you who is the doer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. The new you. Yes. We thank God for you. Mm-hmm. Because you have the ability. Yes. Mm-hmm. You are a conqueror. Hallelujah. You're in the image of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.